Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
We're speaking horse racing now on the programme, and it's really, really tough conditions once again, with plenty of rain falling over the last couple of days. A couple of meetings, unfortunately, have been lost this week, but we'll say hello to Martin Murphy of Horse Racing Ireland.
How are you, Barry? How are things? Everything okay?
Yeah, all good, Martin, but challenging conditions once again for staff at the various tracks all over the country.
Absolutely, it's a bit of a nightmare now. The last couple of weeks, it has to be said. Gordon went off tomorrow now. It's a bit of a big loss because the Red Mills Chase and the Red Mill Hurdle, always important races with Cheltenham in mind. Hoping to be able to get that on next Friday, but it's just that we've had about 11 or 12 meetings cancelled now since the 1st of January. And as you say, with the rain falling at the moment, it certainly is making life tough for everybody. We do have a good meeting though with Navan on Sunday, and of course, the main talking point is, of course, the reappearance of Tiger Roll, of course, trained by Gordon Elliott, this dual international winner, ending up in the Bine Hurdle for the third successive year. Finished fifth in his last year, and of course he won it in 2019. And of course there was plenty of talk during the week about him because the Grand National weights came out, and he's running off a mark of 166 now, which isn't too bad, I have to say. I think it's fair enough, to be quite honest. I know the owners, Michael Leary, that haven't been too happy, but he did win the race 2 years ago off 159, so he's only £7 higher. And while his most recent start last November at Cheltenham was disappointing, you can never rule him out. I don't think the ground will bother him too much. Keith Donoghue, his regular partner over hurdles, takes the mount again, and you'd have to give him a bit of a chance. He certainly gets plenty of interest to that buying hurdle, which is off 247. His stable commander, though, Fury Road, will probably be one of the favourites. He was slightly disappointing at home and only fourth over Christmas at Leopardstown. Maybe he didn't quite get the 3 mile trip on that occasion, but he certainly has a good chance on his overall form. Beacon Edge was slightly disappointing too for No Mead last time when beat the Nace, who has a bit of a chance. Well, Decker Alande is certainly a horse that could get involved. Noel Kelly trains this one. He's been running in England a lot of his career, and he's winning some nice races over there. Did win the Killarney last August and hasn't actually ran since. The one I was going to look at though, maybe for a bit of value, was a horse called French Dynamite for Mouse Morris and Rachel Blackmore. It was a good second in the List Mullen Hurdle here a couple of months ago, over course and distance. Didn't really win one of his better races maybe at Leopardstown last time. I think the shorter distance will suit though, and maybe he is worth a bit of each way value. But it's an excellent card, and Evan, has to be said. The 10 up Novice Chase is the opening race at 105, and I do like the chances here of a horse called Mr. Hendricks, trained by Jessica Hartland. Was a good winner of a beginner's chase there a couple of weeks ago over the course and distance. He's got Cocoa Beach certainly to beat here for Gordon Elliott, because Cocoa Beach was a good winner of the TSA's chase last time at Gordon Park, and very testing conditions. Conditions won't hold no fair for him on Sunday, and he certainly loved this 3 mile distance. He's going to start favourite, but I just think Mr. Hendricks showed a bit of promise last time in winning, and he just might be good enough to win again. The other graded race in the programme then is the Shorehound Mercedes-Benz Novice Hurdle, which we switched from Clonmel last Thursday. It was called off on Thursday. It's going to be run here, and the horse called Menela Escape must have a good chance for Henry Dwam and Alicia Blackmore again. Although I do slightly fancy a horse called Angels Dawn. This one is yet to win a race, but she's been placed a few times in bumpers and ran very well when second first time out of hurdles over the 3 mile trip at Turles a couple of weeks ago. Might just be a bit of value on the Philip Enright to beat the likely favourite Menela Escape, but certainly lots to look forward to in Avon on Sunday, and hopefully Tiger Roll will come home safe and sound to be able to go for the Grand National again.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Hopefully all will be okay for that meeting on Sunday. And I suppose, speaking of Tiger Roll, the news broke late this week, I think it was on Thursday in fact, that Davy Russell, the old jockey, is set to miss the Cheltenham Festival, Martin. And I wouldn't think it would come as a surprise to many, although it's big news at the same time.
I suppose it is, and it's unfortunate for Davey, because he's actually one of the leading riders there now, still riding with Barry Geraghty, retired, Ruby Walsh, retired as well. Like, you know, he's a top class rider. He hasn't come home from the festival without a winner only once in the last 15, 16 years. He's just a top class rider. And certainly he had a very serious injury at Limerick last October, and it was probably, he was hoping for the best to try and come back for Cheltenham. But I can understand why Connections and himself feel that unless he's 100% right, you can't ride the summer at Cheltenham unless you're 100% right. He's going to miss the rides on the likes of Envoy Allen and some really, really good horses, Abracadabras and horses like that. But it certainly would be a loss. But Jack Kennedy has been doing very well in Davy's absence, and he gets on very well with Envoy Allen, and sure to hopefully ride a couple of winners over there. It is sad to see Davy missing the meeting, but hopefully he can get back. And I suppose his next name then would be to ride Tiger Road, hopefully in the English Grand National on the 10th of April. That's his probably next big target, and maybe obviously hopefully back for Punchdown. But Davy, you know, it is sad. It's always a problem for jockeys injuries always a big problem, but he's sure to bounce back, David, and sure he'll be back riding as well as ever. But I think he did the right thing by announcing it early as well. Surgeons were just not totally happy that he could be riding somewhere like Cheltenham, and he is riding out at the last couple of days, so it's a good sign that he's heading back. Like, it definitely was a horrific injury there when you've seen him in a brace and a cast there. You know, it just shows you how tough these jockeys are.
Yeah, without a doubt. And as you said, hopefully we'll see him back riding winners soon. So that is news on that. Just finally, before we finish up, Martin, and catch the eye overseas over the course of the weekend.
Well, yeah, there's good race in Ascot tomorrow. I think Stirname back over his right distance. I think he was disappointing in the King George. He should be in that Betfair Ascot Chase at Ascot tomorrow. Now, he's going to be short enough price. I think his stable companion, Master Tommy Tucker, is probably his biggest danger. But I do think Stirname, going back on the right-handed on the right-handed track and over 2 miles, 3 furlongs, can win here for Harry Cobden. Newbury on Sunday, of course, was call up last weekend, the big meeting there. Big news during the week, Champ is going for the Game Spirit Chase rather than LTR. It's only over 2 miles, so you'd have to say that, you know, he probably struggled to win this, but he is getting ready for the Gold Cup in a couple of weeks' time, over 3.25 miles, of course. I think maybe Granatine there could be the one for Paul Nicholls Stable. While the Denman Chase then is another interesting race on Sunday. I think Clan de Zobo ran a good race again when trying to win for the King George for the third year in a row. He finished third. Didn't run too bad. The interesting one here, I think, is Lost in Translation. He's been disappointing this season, but he was third in last year's Gold Cup, and if he was anywhere back to his best, Robbie Power takes him out there for Colin Tizzard. He certainly would give him a bit of a race. But I think Clan de Zobo is probably the safest one. At Navan on Sunday, and just to go back there, maybe one or two maybe worth watching. I think in the Mayor's Novice Hurdle, the Apples Jade Mayor's Novice Hurdle, Atlantic Fairy for Henry de Bromhead was very impressive when he had Limerick over Christmas. Seemed to love the testing gowns on occasion. I think she's definitely worth following in that 2:15 race. Also, later in the card, a horse called Lucky Tenor for Pat Fahey. I thought one ran very well in the Maiden Hurdle Ferry House a couple of weeks ago. He was one definitely put in the notebook, and I thought he'd have a chance in the 4 o'clock. And as I say, it'd be nice to see Tiger O win, but I do fancy myself French Dynamite to run very well in that 2:47 race, the Bain Hurdle.
Great stuff as always, Martin. Best bet of the weekend?
Yeah, I suppose it was a horse I thought I'd seen winning there a couple of weeks ago called Dubai Devils, and I think myself he's a very good chance in the 1:40 in the handicap chase. He's up £10 for that, but he won very well. PJ O'Hanlon came £7 off that one, but I just think the way he won, he could go in again here. He should be around 5-2, 3-1. That's in the 1:40 at Navan on Sunday, Dubai Devils.
Very good, Martin. Always great to catch up with you. Enjoy the weekend, and hopefully we'll talk to you again next week.
You will, of course. Thanks, Barry. Mind yourself.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.